always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
And the job numbers just came out and they're horrible. And they're very, and I say that not happily, I say that very unhappily. But the numbers are horrible. It's just these people are destroying our country. Here's another sign of it. So as you probably know, before I did, the job numbers came out. They're really, really low, really bad. Our economy's bad. And now it's starting to show. So you'll see. And it'll only get worse. It'll only get worse. We're only going one way with the so-called leadership. There is no leadership.
4:27 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show, and that is Donald Trump talking about the poor job numbers that were released today. This is the second month in a row that the numbers didn't meet expectations. If you remember also, previously the first quarter numbers have been revised downwardly from 3.3, I think, to 1.6, which is absolutely bad. We've got someone in the guest who is running for District 15 Senate. He is also a business owner. We'll ask him about his campaign and these numbers. Please welcome into the show in the studio, Jim Bolin. He is, of course, a state Senate candidate in District 15, and he is the mayor of Wildwood. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. You know, the question that I always ask everyone that is running for politics, and you were already elected, you're a mayor, but you are aspiring for higher office. What makes you want to get into that crazy business of being in the Missouri legislature?
Well, I'm one of these guys that never planned to be in politics. I actually moved to Wildwood to run my company and just move forward with that. But here we are. The answer to that is I'm a get it done guy. My record, you know, as mayor for 8 years in the city of Wildwood will show that. And there are things we need to get done for the district, and I want to get them done. So that's why I'm running.
Jim, does the fact that the Missouri Senate has been maybe not fully functional for the past couple of sessions, just given the Republican infighting, does that give you any pause?
It doesn't. You know, again, reflecting on my time with Wildwood, which is the third largest city in the St. Louis County, we have, I believe, the largest city council in the state. We have a council of 16. They serve 2 years each. The mayor serves four. And in 8 years, with all different types of council members coming and going from all stripes, we still got a lot of stuff done. And I'm going to take that to the Missouri legislature.
Speaking with Jim Bolin, Missouri State candidate for District 15. He's also the mayor of Wildwood. Jim, give us your bio. I was looking it up. Very interesting. You seem to be living or have lived the American dream. Tell us about it.
Well, real quickly, I was the first person in my family to go to college. My first job, I worked as a hod man for a very low wage for a mason. So I know what hard work is. And went on to law school at the University of Missouri. Paid my way through law school by working full time rather than taking out student loans, which, you know, now they're all being forgiven. But that's another discussion. And then, you know, did some time in different law firms, a large law firm in the state, in the corporate area. Ultimately, decided after a career in law that I wanted to pursue a dream, which was to give people jobs, build value. And so I formed my own company 16 years ago. It's based in the District 15 here in West St. Louis County. And I've been very blessed. It's grown every year since I formed it. It's one of the largest in the state in its industry, and it's given me time to do public service. So that's my background. And like I said, never planned to be in politics, but I enjoy, you know, getting things done, making life better for the people. My bosses, I call them. I say that I have 35,417 bosses in the city of Wildwood. I take that very seriously, and I believe that. And I'm just going to have more bosses when I'm the senator for District 15.
There you go. Jim, what do you think the main issues that you're going to want to focus on once you're there?
Well, I've got a couple. The first is I think I am a limited government candidate. One of my favorite quotes from Abraham Lincoln, give or take a few words from many decades ago when he wrote it, is government is to do for people what people cannot do for themselves. And I think the first thing that government has to do is to keep people safe. And we have a crime problem. And as a county, we need to get that solved. We know statistically that in West County and in the city of Wildwood, that there has been upticks because of the various issues that are going on. With respect to the county and the city of St. Louis in terms of crime. So we've got to get that under control, and that would be my first priority. Number two, I'm very much into transparency. Transparency in education, for example. I'm one of my proudest moments. Someone just asked me the other day what accomplishments I did in Wildwood that I was most proud of. And my very first one that I mentioned, and I'd say it here, is shortly after becoming mayor, we got live stream cameras installed in all of our public meeting rooms. The minutes show our my bosses and our residents what people, how they voted, but it doesn't show the debate. It doesn't show how they acted. Did they make you proud, when they were in that meeting? So, transparency number three, is a strong, environment for business, and related to that, taxes. So we have, as your listeners probably know, a real problem with real estate property taxes. And, we're going to be announcing a plan for that. Happy to discuss that if you want, but, we need to get that fundamentally changed, for District 15 and the rest of the state of Missouri.
Speaking with Jim Boland, he is a candidate for State Senate District 15. He's also the mayor of Wildwood. Jim, the gentleman that you are looking to replace, Andrew Koenig, is, of course, running for statewide office. He also is a member of the Missouri Freedom Caucus. If you were fortunate to get elected, is that a group that you would like to join?
So I think what I would do is I would see myself as being very friendly with members of the Freedom Caucus. I know many of them. The positions that they take in terms of the issues in the state capitol, I largely agree with. I think that there are also other senators that have taken a position that, for whatever reason, they don't want to be part of that particular group. I think it's a little too early to tell in a lot of ways, but ultimately, what I'd like to do is work with all of my colleagues on the Republican side to get things done for our residents of District 15 without regard to whether you want to call me a member of the Freedom Caucus or anything else.
And Jim, when you envision there being there in the Senate, obviously, and we kind of have alluded to this, there have been these issues, the kind of the tension between the Freedom Caucus and the more establishment and leadership part of the Republican Party. What do you feel like, what is your sense of the solution to kind of smoothing over those differences in order to be more effective as a caucus, as a party caucus, as a whole?
I think it would be a little, premature and disingenuous, perhaps, for me, relative to some of the current senators that are there, to say what I think should or should not have been done, just simply because I don't know all the facts and each person has their own strategy for things. But I would just say, speaking for myself, that one of the things that I have not done, you can look at my Facebook posts and X account and so forth. I do my best not to make things personal. We live in a democracy, and that means that every vote counts. And I've seen millions of dollars of projects rise and fall because of one vote. And so I think you can disagree with someone and you can do that in a professional and respectful manner. And it doesn't need to involve necessarily mentioning names and certainly not labeling them with names. I just don't think that would be something I would see myself necessarily doing. So.
Fair enough.
Keeping it on the issues.
Yep. That's a good approach. Chris, you there? Did we lose him?
I saw him playing with his headphones. We may have to ask another question.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you have a plan about property taxes. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So, and I'll try to make this as succinct as I can for you and your listeners, because it can get very complicated. Sure. But in essence, Missouri, as a lot of other states, currently has limitations on the levy number and on the rate of tax that can be applied to the valuation that's set on someone's property. But we do not have we do not have a limit on any sort of cap on assessments. Mm-hmm. 11 other states plus the District of Columbia does have a cap. And in fact, what we're dealing with in Missouri is two things. One, what I call phantom values. People, particularly elderly people, as we know, but all of us that pay real estate property taxes, we're paying tax on a valuation that we may never realize. We could end up selling the home years down the road in a down market, and yet we've paid all this tax on the phantom value in that interim period. Number two, I do not agree that there is any logic whatsoever between a budget that a local government comes up with as to what they're going to need to spend that year, and that amount that they get to spend is determined more so by the amount of money they bring in from an inflated valuation on people's property taxes. It should be based on their budget. And if it's over their budget, it should be given back.
Amen.
So the way to solve it is not doing a Band-Aid approach with respect to seniors between this age and that age with a home between this value and that value, and sort of a very micro limited approach. I don't think it's either, you know, I don't think the solution is suing St. Louis County to spend more of our taxpayer dollars defending lawsuits. The solution is a fundamental one. And it is to help everyone who pays property taxes, not just seniors, but particularly seniors, but not just all, it should protect all, help all seniors, not just a few in one particular class. And the way to do it is to put a cap on the amount of the assessment. So we could, for example, have a cap that would be, it would say this, that the assessment can go up no more than 2% a year, 2% at the time of valuation. They evaluate property or value them every other odd year, mm-hmm. or every odd year on January 1. So it'd basically be, you know, the lesser of 2%, 1% a year, or the rate of inflation. And if the tax ends up being you know, more than the government needs than their budget, then they should give that back, even with that. So it's really a twofold approach. But my point is, it's got to be for everyone, not just a small group of seniors. It's got to be for all seniors. It's got to be for all Missourians, and particularly those in my district. And I will fight for that.
Great.
Well, we're speaking with Jim Bolin. He's a state Senate candidate, District 15. He's in studio with us. You know, one thing you said earlier, Jim, was that you try not to take things too personal. One issue that Americans and people across the country take very personal is the issue at life of life. And you tweeted earlier this week that you were the only candidate in the Senate District 15 to show up for the Midwest March for Life. Talk a little bit about your commitment to life and that event.
100% committed to it. And I was so proud to be part of that march in Jefferson City the other day. And you're right. I was the only District 15 Senate candidate that was in that march. It was also a great moment because just as I got into the parade, I happened to walk up next to a gentleman from Baldwin that I had door knocked personally. I've been doing a lot of that. Just crossed 12,500 doors actually on Sunday, and ran into him. He was right next to me, and I was next to him, I guess. And we walked the rest of the parade together and talked about all the great things that that organization is doing. And it was one of my prouder moments. So very committed to Right for Life.
Mm. Jim, before we wrap up here, you know, it's getting summertime. That is the season when you start hitting the doors and knocking and doing campaign events and all that type of thing. If people want to get more information about your candidacy, how should they do that?
Well, they can find us on Facebook at Jim Bolin. Also, our website, bolinformissouri.com. Bolin, B-O-W-L-I-N, four spelled out. In Missouri is spelled out, bolinformissouri.com.
We have been speaking, as I said, with Jim Bolin. He's a state Senate candidate in District 15, the mayor of Wildwood. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. I wish I could have been in there in studio to meet you personally, but I'm sure during the campaign we will meet many more times. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Excellent, excellent. And when we come back, Chris's Corner, I'm going to talk about the fentanyl crisis on the border and some startling statistics on fentanyl that will make your curls toes curl, or if you're a bald man like me, put hair on your head. You're listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.